Greetings, Big Bear Valley. This is Ryan Orr with another episode of Mountain Matters, bringing you the news you need to know. Significant winter weather is arriving Thursday with anywhere from 4 to 9 inches of snow expected depending on the forecast source and your location in the Big Bear Valley. The snow continues with between 1 and 4 inches Friday, and between Sunday and Tuesday the valley could easily see more than a foot of snowfall with continued accumulations all the way through Friday, February 9th. If 2023 taught us anything, it's not to underestimate the amount of snow that can fall in the valley over a short period of time, so please ensure that you make proper preparations and don't leave home without chains that you know how to use, a shovel, ice scraper, emergency kit, and proper layers. Be sure to slow down, and in the event of emergency, stay with your car and don't overexert yourself, and be mindful of carbon monoxide poisoning, ensuring that your exhaust pipe is clear of any snow. On the bright side, the snow will help fill Big Bear Lake, which is down 8 feet 2 inches from full as of January 30th. For the most updated forecasts, visit bensweather.com. Big Bear's most famous couple, bald eagles Jackie and Shadow, are proud caretakers of three eggs, or what is better known in the eagle community as a clutch, that the community is hoping will grow into three healthy fledglings and eventually add to the region's adult bald eagle population. It's Jackie's first full three-egg clutch. Be sure to keep your eye on the eagle cam at friendsofbigbearvalley.org, as incubation usually takes in the neighborhood of 40 days, at which point keep your eyes peeled for a pip, which is the hole made by the eaglet's beak to break through the egg and begin the hatching process. Please remember that Gray's Peak Trail and the Grout Bay area is closed for the protection of the eagles and their eggs. The Southern California Mountains Foundation Trails Program will be installing additional signs to enforce the closure. The comment period for the Environmental Impact Report for Replenish Big Bear has been extended to Tuesday, February 20th at 5 p.m., allowing the public a total of 60 days to review and comment on the plan, which was released December 21st and can be found at replenishbigbear.com, the Barwa offices, and the Big Bear Library. The project plans to recapture 800 million gallons per year of the valley's wastewater, treat it to standards that exceed that of drinking water, and recharge the valley's aquifers and Big Bear Lake. In other news, the city announced that the new mountain transit facility on Business Center Drive has received approval through the plan check process and is ready to start construction. Additionally, the Hampton Inn and Home 2 Suites on Big Bear Boulevard has had a soft opening with a full opening planned for mid-February. This Monday, February 5th at 5 p.m. is the Big Bear City Community Services District Board meeting. The agenda includes a presentation from RIM Family Services, a discussion on the district's strategic plan update for 2024, as well as other items. The Big Bear Fire Authority will convene at 5 p.m. on February 13th, and the next City of Big Bear Lake Council meeting will be held on February 14th at 5 p.m. in Hofert Hall. Sunday, February 4th, beginning at 10 a.m., is the USA Snowboard and Free Ski Association's halfpipe competition at Bear Mountain. Registration is online at usasa.org. The nonprofit organization is made up of more than 5,000 athlete members and more than 600 coaches and officials. That's it for this episode of Mountain Matters. Be sure to check out our latest bonus cast, where we interview City of Big Bear Lake Mayor Perry Melnick and get to know a little bit more about her background, as well as some exciting projects and challenges she sees ahead for the city in 2024. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts or on the Mountain Matters Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.